The following podcast may contain lyrical or thematic content that some find unsuitable for younger ears. Please listen responsibly.
Radio Free, hipster please, yo, it's all that you need. The man that's got you covered, it's our good friend Z. Got the geeky hip-hop mashups and whatnot with a southern draw. He gets the props like nonstop. It's your one-stop shop for everything that is leaked. Other podcasts, yo, simply cannot compete. Better lock up your girlfriend, your mom, and your sister. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Radio Free Hipster.
Hello again, my friends. I am Z from GeekDad.com and HipsterPlease.com, and that nagging voice in the back of your head tells you you forgot to turn the iron off. And this is Radio Free Hipster, Episode 3. You just heard Married with Sea Monsters performing as the Mary Janes. That's Mary Jane Watson and Gwen Stacy's band from Edge of the Spider-Verse number two, with Face It Tiger. Apparently that track made a big splash about 6 months or so back when it was first released, but I only found it recently because I'm like perpetually 6 months behind on comics and obviously comic culture. Looks like that song is no longer available via the iTunes, but be sure to check out Married with Sea Monsters' other stuff out there because it's all really, really good. And also Kat Dixon's voice, kind of my new favorite thing, which is totally acceptable thing for a grown-ass man to say on this podcast. But moving on, let's head due north from the Sea Monsters' home of Waco, Texas, to the cooler climes of Toronto to check out the latest from the Backburner crew.
Captain, please make me a drink of grain alcohol and rainwater and help yourself to whatever you'd like.
Yeah, me and the squad get raw. Riggy raw, drink hard alcohol outside. Biggie's on the boombox, the screw top, bootleg jars, bottle caps, funk dubious, the hoorah rah. Yeah, Grand Hoover, baby, cool day line. We the true school dudes taking 2 days off to get lost in backyards. It's a foolproof plot. Got the hot mamas watching say, ooh la la. Woo! Sipping on that dark brown, how I get right. Dizzy like I got hit with a lead pipe. Pop a bottle with the most messy clan. We interested in drunk like the Dos Equis man. Getting dumb like I'm wrestling Kamala. Chugging rum straight from Guatemala. Drinking down shots, we got a very juicy taste until my liver's looking stressed like Gary Busey.
If I have to choose a beer, I got to choose the Keys. I live out there, so eat a big fat donut. The pride of Nova Scotia's flowing straight through my veins, which explains why I act so strange. Always up for a late night. I hate white, but I mean roll that green up, baby, and take flight. Got wings without Red Bull, you get goose. Make my rhymes flow tight, that hoe you let loose. Who is the crew?
Run out the bar.
Bear. Just
and we like beer.
Genuine high, but
drink a genuine draft.
Bought a couple bottles and I took a couple sips. Pop the cap, sip, sip, you scoop up liquid to flip this medulla. Bottle caps, the crew hit the booze cups. Loud mouth soup, the whole group is tuned up. Pop the cap, sip, sip, you scoop up liquid to flip this medulla. Bottle caps, the crew hit the booze cups. Loud mouth soup, the whole group is tuned up.
Cha-ching pow, how you like me now? I banged out this banger while I sipped the Sing Tao. Mayday, I see them paydays creeping. Slipping sour puss at my AA meetings. Back burner, think of aiming at your tutu. Nah, I'm hella faded, drinking Jameson with Juju. Piece the beat Mason on a beat blazing. Type of shit we shoot, never be chasing.
On any given night, after spitting in the vocal booth, I'm getting in the kitchen and starting sipping on some local brew. Toast a few bros or two, next thing you know, the crew got the booze flowing. Open bar, ocean cruise. No joking, dude is gold. Tell 3PO, we make your house look like the LCBO. And see, we go till the early sun, until there's nobody left to say Bergie's done.
It's the bottle cap flicking, wobbly pop sipping, rowdy roddy piper up the party, y'all tripping. No OJ, vodka, no straw. Chug like a snake, dislocate your own jaw. No laws, but BYOB. Running in the walls, Wile E. Coyote. Ugly, so get loose. I'm unarmed, getting wide boost with the crew with the fun farm.
Who is the crew?
Flying out the bar.
Bear, just stop it.
And we like beer.
Genuine half and drink a genuine draft.
Bought a couple bottles and I took a couple sips.
Who is the crew?
Flying out the bar.
Bear, just stop it.
And we like beer.
Genuine half and drink a genuine draft.
Bought a couple bottles and I took a couple sips.
Drink.
Cyber, hyper vision, click, click. Wide angle is focusing, megabit. Duff cyber, hyper vision, click, click. Wide angle is focusing, megabit. Yeah, we're back. I told you that I was packing up my bags. Didn't you believe me? Still, you never see me. Look, I'm up on your roof with my lightweight power zoom tight frame, 80 star spyglass. Click, click, I'm never backlit. I plasma shift for the development. I stay up late just to get the job done. I'm paid by the frame, so I wait for the perfect one. Oh, here they come. Sorry, gotta go. Pop the lens cap, sit back, relax for the show. Then it's click, click, the sound of success. I pack up my shit when I hit your address. Soak it, dunk it, shake it off, toss it on the rope then.
Tell the shit,
it's easily done. Make a phone call, cash in, it's naturally run. Oh, you
treasure it,
you build a little shrine. Tape it to the basement wall where you hide for the
hell of it.
It's really not a joke, we
develop it.
You gotta let it soak, see? Cyber, half a vision, click, click. Call the police, you can never make it stick. See, I'm neat, I'm organized, thorough and discreet. I judge my subjects by the company they keep. Look, it's clear, I'm always here. You might not know that I'm near. Feel like someone's peeping, that's probably me creeping. Click, no beep, and I keep it classic. Bad forecast, I just wrap it up in plastic. I never let a little drizzle keep me home. I got my tarpaulin, wax pencils, and a phone. Twist the wrist right, zoom in kinda tight. It's Wednesday night, I know you're watching Top Model. I even know the type of bottle that you're gonna buy when your boyfriend stops in to have a sip of wine. Then it's click, click, I capture the toast, infatuated from afar like a ghost.
Click, clicker. Click, clicker.
Develop it. Let it soak it, dunk it, shake it off, toss it on the rope then. It's easily done. Make a phone call, cash in, it's naturally run. Oh, you
treasure it.
You build a little shrine. Take it to the basement wall where you hide for the
hell of it.
It's really not a joke, we
develop it, sell the shit, treasure it.
I am over on your roof. I like watching what you do. I got shots that show your mind. Please just do not close the blinds. Hey girl, welcome to the neighborhood. Yeah, I noticed you like French toast late at night. Hey girl, welcome to the neighborhood. Yeah, I saw your new jeans, I don't think they fit right. Up cyber, hyper vision, click, click. Wide angle lens, focus in, megabit. Up cyber, hyper vision, click, click. Wide angle lens, focus in, megabit. Yeah, we're back.
Click, click.
Everybody, you don't know who you are. You're gonna go far. You'll be a big star before you know. Big cheese, DVDs, movie screens, and book signings on the cover of a magazine. Don't let it go to your head, 'cause I'm taking bets.
You're gonna be dead.
Mark gives you coke in the green room. You know it'll be soon. Sobriety test before noon. Pulled over PCH, drugged up underage. All your anti-Semitic comments end up on the front page.
Now check this out.
Know who you are.
Know who you are.
Don't forget friends.
Don't forget friends.
Fight till the end.
Fight till the end.
I know you got piles of galleons of green guts. When students see your sky, Hogwarts, the jaws try. I don't wanna see you hanging babies over balconies, please. All the girls are gonna love you, but they give you disease. Humility is the only way you're gonna make it okay. Just think of what your mom and daddy would say.
Now check this out.
Know who you are.
Know who you are.
Don't forget friends.
Don't forget friends.
Fight till the end.
Fight till the end.
Thank you.
Starting that set off was Backburner with Bottle Caps, the first single from their latest, Eclipse. That one features Timbuktu, Civilian, Jay Busy, Ghetto Sox, SJ the Word Burglar, and Chokulees from the crew. And it's yet another fantastic party anthem from our friends north of the border. It was followed by the late, great Optimus Rhyme with Click Click from their 2009 swan song Transformed, as well as a humorous and, let's face it, kind of poignant Kenny Get It Together by Bonecage. And a much love to my pal Insane Ian for pointing me towards that lovely little jewel, a musical tribute to everyone's favorite redneck. I mean, everyone's favorite redneck in Telltale's Walking Dead series. I don't presume to know who your favorite redneck is. But if you're in the market for one, you feel free to choose me. No pressure. After that, we went back to 2009 with Danny Dementor's poppy Wizard Rock cut, Fight to the End, before closing out with the R. Garcia Band's The Year 100,000. Randy Garcia doesn't really perform as R. Garcia much anymore, though he and his wife Kayla, who are both perfectly lovely people, just wrapped up their first tour with their new band Snoot, which you should definitely check out if you dug that track. So it's been a couple weeks since my last podcast, and in that time, I've done what I typically do during my downtime, which mostly consists of sitting around thinking way too much about my life and my choices and my wardrobe. And that's sort of where this show's coming from. But the thing I always endeavor to remember is that every one of us has our own baggage. We all have our own problems, our own troubles. Cue this track from the Grammar Club.
Cause we used to make the bedrock out of wedlock, but now you gotta get lost.
I think that
female emotional issues.
I got problems, Manitar.
I love big problems, that's my problem. The thing I love, problems, got a lot of problems. Like 99 problems, yo, you want some problems? My problems got a problem, it's a problem problem. I love big problems, that's my problem. The thing I love, problems, got a lot of problems. I gotta love my problems, all I got is problems. What's a problem, do a problem, what's your problem? Probably problem number one is being fat. Not really that, but the people that'll treat you bad. Like, are you eating that? Yeah, it's lunchtime. Don't treat my body like a punchline. My second problem is a bad temper I had since a kid, and the attitude I had to censor. And after that, gender. You should go by the single for the song I wrote about her, cause I'm so broke, with no education and a whole lot of pride. You know what I'm saying? No? That's cause of problem number six, where you can't understand when I'm talking, cause the list and the disorders that punch giant holes in my emotions as they get when undiagnosed. I suppose that half my friends have been abused, in a sense that sensitizes us to the news. How are you? I love big problems, that's my problem. The thing I love, problems, got a lot of problems. Like 99 problems, yo, you want some problems? My problems got a problem, it's a problem. I love big problems, that's my problem. The thing I love, problems, got a lot of problems. I gotta love my problems, all I got is problems. And what's a problem, do a problem, what's your problem? Can't finish a record for procrastinating. No drive at all. Get every Sam Levine out. Go to bed when I throw them tunes on. No new friends, and my old friends. My promises prove wrong. My crew's on the two songs. Me, this shit's 3 years old. It's my new song. School stopped letting me cruise on a handout. Nothing panned out. I got canned from two jobs. Can't drive at all. How am I supposed to hit the road then? Came out as queer, but I still hate most men. Closed in, frozen. My goals made my life worse. And half my heroes let me down, the other half vice versa. Tried to be a nice person, but I'm a dick to get walked on. I'm addicted to conflict. Facebook.com. I wanted this to be a posse cut, but I'm disorganized and sucker prioritizing. Okay, I guess that's sort of my problem. I love big problems, that's my problem. Good thing I love problems, got a lot of problems. Like 99 problems, yo, you want some problems? My problems got a problem, that's a problem. I love big problems, that's my problem. Good thing I love problems, got a lot of problems. I love all of my problems, all the guys' problems. Yo, what's a problem?
Okay.
Somebody say problems, everybody. Now somebody say problems, so let me hear you. And all right, now when I say pro, you say blues, pro, pro. And when I say blues, you say pro, blooms, blooms.
You got, she got
problems.
We got
problems,
big ones. We packing problems the size of little bag.
I love big problems, this is my problem.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall.
Yeah.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall.
So where's the party at? Cause I don't wanna go. Stepping outside is like some kind of carnival. Sensory overload on turbo. Ex-amateur, procrastinator, turn pro. Ghost protocol, I never leave home. Not any social, just pro being alone. When I see the phone ringing, start screening calls. Nothing personal, but I don't wanna speak to y'all.
Right.
Live a little, write a lot. Try to make the most out of what little time I got. If there's a jam, I'll be all up in the spot. But if I'm off the clock, then I'm probably lost in thought. Not to worry, got my ear to the ground. I'm rarely around, but always there when it counts. Crush a show, now what's up with choke? Blend into the crowd and disappear in a puff of smoke.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall.
of events. A mild concern, I've turned to Tyler Durden in a sense. A private person yet, down to kick a hornet's nest. Otherwise I'm not going out, more or less. If it's a test, I look forward to the rest. But lots of morbid quests, cause the reward is death. Soul survivor at the dawn of the apocalypse. Might as well be zombies, I'm already living off the grid. Grown man, crib like a college kid. Bare necessities, this is how an artist lives. Euphoria, agoraphobia. Ninjas in the shadows set to battle with the warriors. But I ain't coming out to play. Push it to the brink till I'm running out of space. No disrespect to events that I didn't check. Been busy doing shit and I'm not finished yet. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. I don't wanna be bothered, don't bother the high. I'm the Doloist soloist. I don't wanna be bothered. I'm the Doloist soloist.
And I'd like to try to be, to remain a little reclusive and not be just, to be out there, you know, just, you know, to be brought up and to be brought down, you know, like they do to most of them.
Just heard KK Sex Appeal from Overclock Remix KK Setlist Project. It was by my boy Mustin, who always brings the funk. Prior to that was a personal anthem of sorts, Backburner's Chocules, All By His Lonesome this time with Soul People from his latest LP, Stay Up. Before that, the fearsome Manitar took us into Jesse Dangerously's newest single, FML, LOL, SMDH. You can pick that up as well as the Related Problems t-shirt at Bandcamp. I played the clean edit, but the original mix is also available, so go over there and give Jesse some love, because he's a great, talented fella who definitely deserves it. And starting it all off was another throwback track, Girl Trouble from the Grammar Club's original Bremelanotide EP. Truth be told, that's my favorite iteration of that particular nerdcore supergroup, not to mention one of my favorite EPs in its own right. We've now reached the end of another episode, but before I close it out and say my thank yous, I want to take care of one final piece of the requisite housekeeping that goes into getting myself back in the proverbial groove and getting both old and new listeners acclimated to what it is that I do here. It's only now that I'm sitting in front of the mic that I realize there's obviously more to this show than just the music, which was the focus of the previous episode. There's my weird intermittent burst of related trivia, of course, but what we're talking about here is us. There's you, and there's me, and between us, there's my own obvious inability to process my thoughts and emotions without first shining them through the lens of popular media. I reckon when you mix all those things together, well, that's why we're here. That's the social contract. I collect and curate music that hopefully strikes your fancy and makes you think, or best case scenario, makes you happy. And in exchange, you have to endure me working through my own shit via that same music. Sometimes I reckon it's subtle, and sometimes it ain't. Just like sometimes it's the musings of a man in love with the world, and sometimes you're probably listening to the sounds of a man drowning. But in the end, I get through it. You know, we all get through it. That's the payoff. So we're going to go out today on one of those rare songs that I can always count on to help me through the hard times. It's actually from a compilation album I put together a few years ago. The song I'm talking about is Clambone by J-Rock band Hidari. And this reorchestration was done by my friend Glenn Case. I don't understand any of the words, but I know it centers on a folktale regarding a clam. And, hell, if I only allowed myself to enjoy things I understood, well, I'd be a miserable specimen to be sure. So please give it a listen, and let me know what you thought about it and the rest of the show at geekdad.com or over in my own little corner of the web, hipsterplease.com. Both are there to provide you with news and reviews and interviews and all my feelings. And I have so very many feelings.
Oh, This podcast has been a production of the Geek Dad Podcast Network. If you've enjoyed this content, please consider supporting us at patreon.com/geekdad.
I have feelings I ain't even used yet. Just tons of feelings. A big old basket of feelings. Feelings and biscuits.